Welcome back here on News Radio KMAN. We continue on with In Focus as we preview the Festival of Lights coming up here in Manhattan. And we've got two event organizers in the studio with us, Belinda Snyder and Joey Athon joining us here. Thanks for being here, first of all.
Good morning.
Well, let me turn your mics on. There we go. Try
Good
the
morning.
Deal. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. So the Festival of Lights, I'm new to Manhattan. I've never participated in this here, so you'll have to fill me in on the details of when and where is this going on at.
Well, it's at Blue Earth Plaza, which is across the street from the Hilton downtown. And our lighting event is actually on Friday, November 23rd. And we have a family carnival with our ice sculpting on December 1st. From 11 to 4, and at 7 p.m. is when we actually do the lighting.
Awesome. And as I understand, we have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, tree that's going to be in the state of Kansas being lit.
It is the tallest Christmas tree in Kansas, and it is the tallest pixel tree in the United States.
Okay.
So
move that up a little closer. There we go.
A pixel tree means that each point of light on it is able to be controlled, and it can be any color at any time. So this year's lighting should be great.
You're going to want to jump on that other mic there. Sorry about that.
Let's try this one here. Okay. Sorry about that.
Occasionally we have a mic shuffle here on In Focus. It is reappearing
okay.
on this episode.
Oh, this one's
that
okay.
one's okay. It's
okay.
Just, that one's not working so well. So.
And this is all new technology. What Joey was explaining is new technology, and this is the large upgrade that we had to do for the tree this year.
Okay. So November 23rd, that's the day that we'll be looking forward to here. And this is an annual event here. How long has it been going on?
This is the sixth year.
Sixth year.
Yes.
How would you say it's grown over those 6 years?
It virtually doubles every year.
Yeah.
We're estimating between 8,000 and 9,000 people were at the lighting last year.
Interesting. Wow, that's a lot of people for downtown Manhattan.
Yes.
Come early.
What do you want people to know about here leading up to the event? What are there some things people should know?
Everything is free. It lights up on Black Friday and it runs through the 1st of January. It starts at about 4:30 every day. The light display starts, and it runs until about 10 p.m., so anybody can come and go and enjoy it. The tree dances to music. If it's cold outside, you can pull up in your car, and you can actually put radio station 88.1 on and hear the music in your car and watch the animation dance with it.
Kind of sing to the lights.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Really cool. And as I understand, you guys are also, this is a kind of a fundraising event for you, or you guys
yes.
do fundraise?
Well, this isn't a fundraising event, but it started with several Manhattan business people, 4 to 5 to be exact, putting in a larger amount of money, which they are still the major partners. But we go out and fundraise every year for this event because all the money that we fundraise goes to putting this community event on. And with the upgrades being the sixth year, we not only had to upgrade the tree, but, you know, lights burn out, the weather, things like that. So we are a little short this year, and we want to keep this tradition going. So we've been kind of stepping up our fundraising a little bit. We did a GoFundMe this year to try to see if people... We don't just need the great big numbers. Every dollar counts. So if somebody comes down and they've got an extra $5 and they want to give it to us, or $20, you know, every dollar counts. So we're doing the GoFundMe. The night of the lighting, as well as our carnival, we have boxes sitting out for donations. Everything is free, but if anybody wants to donate to keep this going, we do accept donations.
All right. Is there a certain threshold you're looking to get to here, or... Just you mentioned all donations are accepted here.
Right now we're about $35,000 short from where we need to be. Everything that we take in is used 100% for operational expenses. We are a not-for-profit. The company that technically owns the display is called Whoville. And so every year we have to raise a huge amount of funds just to put the tree up, to store it, to insure it. It's very labor intensive. We have to have certified people. You know, we can't just have you know, June Aunt come Rose out go and go out and help put the lights right. up.
Or,
you know, but even anybody that does any work for us, we also take in kind where they don't bill us the full bill. So, you know, we're in excess of $150,000 of what it costs just to put it on.
Wow. And how many lights would you say you guys have there? I mean, I estimate.
Over 130,000.
Right. Wow. And we not only light up the tree, but everything around Blue Earth Plaza. We've gone down the poles between us and downtown. We added some poles last year. We've also added a big tree at the corner of the Fairfield, so you come over the viaduct and you see it. So it's not just the tree. The tree is the huge attraction, but we're lit up all around in the buildings around there all, and the businesses take it upon themselves to light up also. So it is kind of a little Whoville down there.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, I grew up in the Kansas City area. I always look forward to the, whenever they light the plaza here.
Right.
So it's kind of a similar type of event, but it's happening, what, day after Thanksgiving, correct?
The day after Thanksgiving, yes.
Okay.
Black Friday.
So people get their shopping done. They're going to be tuckered right. out, and they come down there and have a good night of fun.
And we do free hot chocolate and cookies. Santa obviously arrives with the lighting of the tree, and then he sticks around for pictures for a while. So it's a really fun event, fun night, and it kicks off the holiday season in Manhattan.
And I have a quick question. I hope you don't mind if I jump in there, but you know, as we know, winters can get a little intense sometimes around Manhattan, and with those intense winters, with all those lights, I imagine there's a little bit of some difficulties in ensuring that there aren't any issues with your lights. Have you run into any issues weather-related with the lights in the past, especially like cold weather-related?
Every year we have problems with it. That's yes. one of the reasons we needed to replace the lighting system this year. Everybody knows that Kansas winters are pretty harsh, and those lights are out there in the cold for 6 to 8 weeks every year. Plus, the way the tree is put together, it's made out of metal, so some of those wires get pinched, and so there are so many points of entry for moisture. After 5 years, people may have noticed over the last few years that there's different sections that are out a little bit more often, or you know, so this year should be phenomenal.
So is it a whole tree replacement, or is it certain sections that are being replaced?
The entire lighting system.
Lighting.
It's a 68-foot tree, so every single light.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And we're starting today, actually. We're putting the rings up today and tomorrow, if people just drive by and are interested in seeing how it all goes together.
Yeah, it's a three-day install.
Yeah.
Wow. And you guys mentioned something about a carnival and ice sculptures. When does that take place?
December 1st. December. That's our family fun day. We do an ice sculpting, which we've done the last 3 years, and we have competitors come in, and we'll have 6 to 8 of them, and we'll have a people's choice. Then we have judges for our ice sculpting. Hy-Vee is there. They do a barbecue, so food to give away. We've got pizza, cookies, other things, and then our family fun carnival, and along with games, we also do some cookie decorating and our crafting. So there's lots for the kids to do, lots for the families.
Horse-drawn carriage rides, yeah. MHK trolley, fire truck, hot air balloon.
Yes,
if the weather's
good. The train.
The
Whoville Express is there.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot to do.
Okay.
A lot to do. It's a little chilly outside, but we have heated tents. So we'll have tents for all of the games and crafts.
Okay, so that brings a lot of people downtown just for that, I imagine.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. It really is. The amount to watch this grow and the amount of people that come out with their kids. Just dress them warm.
Now, you mentioned a hot air balloon. Again, I'm interjecting here. Is this the hot air balloon I've seen floating around before? I've seen a hot air balloon with a power cat on it. Is this
yes.
the same hot air balloon?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yes, it is.
Sounds
and
fun.
They want to do tether rides if the weather cooperates. If not, it'll just be sitting down there. And Ward Morgan from Civics Plus, it's actually his
okay.
balloon, so he'll have it down there that day.
Okay, maybe I'll check that out, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% on that one yet.
Okay.
If nothing else, you know, if it's cold, that the heat from the hot air balloon ought to keep you warm.
I guess so. That's true.
Good point.
Thinking about it, thinking there, Brandon.
Yeah,
good one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so just a quick recap here of if people want to come out to the lighting ceremony on the 23rd, when's a good time to show up again?
I'd say get there, you know, I'd before. We start at 7, 6:45 we'll start.
I've been telling people 6:30 just because of parking.
Yeah.
There is the parking
Uber
garage
down, maybe.
Down there.
Taxi, whatever you can get, but, you know.
Yes, allow some time for parking.
Yes, 8,000 people plus the other people that are downtown on a Friday night anyway for dinner and things. That'll be the challenge, is just getting parked and getting there.
And one thing I didn't talk about here is just the reception of the downtown businesses. How have they embraced this this event?
Great.
It's a great addition to what they have. Is everybody can, you know, whether people are drawn down for shopping or drawn down for the Festival of Lights, they can do both. You know, people finish dinner and go down and drive through it. There's a lot of people that say that after work or after things that they go down and park and just decompress and listen to the music and watch the tree and watch all the kids running around and having fun. So,
well, I would think it's a great lead into Small Business Saturday too. You know,
absolutely.
Day after, so
yes. Yeah.
Get some down there, get some back in there the next day.
Yes, we definitely kick off the entire Christmas season with it.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to give money to help out, where can they do that?
Best way would be to go to our website. There's several buttons on any page on our website that they can click, and it takes them directly to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation page for Whoville. Our website is www.mhkfestivaloflights.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And our GoFundMe, which the 501c3, you can get your tax write-off if you need your tax write-off by going directly to our website. So that's probably the best. We've got a Facebook page, Manhattan Festival of Lights, so you can do the GoFundMe on that if that's easy for someone.
Okay.
Or they can call up. They can call me, and I'll come sign them up for a big sponsorship.
What's your phone number, Belinda?
It's 785-565-4036.
Okay.
We're always looking for, you know, we try to go out and hit the businesses, but we're a small group, so if somebody is interested, then give us a call and we can get them set up. We've got lots of extras for the businesses or the supporters. So,
okay, well, that's all good to hear. We're looking forward to the Festival of Lights, November 23rd. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Belinda Snyder, Joey Athon, our guests here on In Focus. We'll continue on in just a bit here on News Radio KMAN.